Next item is James Covington, 10-0898. Just keep rolling.
Mr. Covington is requesting authorization to remove three deteriorated timber groins and construct three new vinyl groins adjacent, extending 42 feet channelward of his property situated along Fishing Bay, which is along Stowe Point Road in Middlesex County. Again, this project requires both a sub-aqueous permit and a coastal sand dunes and beaches permit. Project site is located along Fishing Bay on the west side of Stowe Point. This long peninsula is Stowe Point. It's near Deltaville in Middlesex County. This again is the Piankatank River. Stingray Point here, Stowe Point, and this embayment here on Piankatank River is referred to as Fishing Bay. Closer view of the topographic map. This is 2009 aerial photo. A closer view of that same image. The arrows point to the groins that are being replaced. One, two, three. Shoreline consists of a sandy beach, wide, shallow, sandy, subtidal, flat channelward of the beach. The adjacent shoreline slopes gently upwards towards the residence. There is a timber bulkhead located along the upper portion of the beach. That bulkhead is located right here. There are numerous groins on nearby lots along this stretch of shoreline. Plan view drawings that were included with the application. Mr. Covington is seeking authorization to remove the three deteriorated timber groins, replace them with vinyl groins extending 42 feet channelward of the bulkhead. One groin is located near the southern property line, which this is the southern side here. And the next two groins are spaced approximately 40 feet apart. Groins will impact approximately 96 square feet of jurisdictional beach and approximately 30 square feet of state-owned submerged land. Again, this is a case where Middlesex County has not adopted the Coastal Primary Sand Dunes and Beaches Ordinance, and you're serving as the Beaches and Dunes Board. This is the cross-sectional drawing depicting a low-profile design groin. Slope is exaggerated somewhat in this picture, but it does extend from mean low water up to the bulkhead, and that would be approximately the 10-to-1 slope that we look for. Ground shot of the southernmost groin here to be replaced, and the two northern groins. This is looking north along the adjacent property owner's shoreline. You'll note that the groin cells there are full, and the longer wooden structure is actually a jetty, the structure here, which is protecting a privately dredged channel. Looking south along the shoreline. In the report dated August 14th, VIM states that groins are generally not the preferred approach to shoreline stabilization due to their interruption of sediment transport. In this case, however, since there is an established groin field and the shoreline is already hardened, VIM states the replacement of the groins is reasonable. They note that a breakwater system would be a preferred approach, but that it would require the participation of other property owners. Finally, they suggest the artificial nourishment of the groin cells to minimize the impact on downdrift properties. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries stated the Kemp's Ridley and loggerhead sea turtles are known to exist in the project area, but they do not anticipate any adverse impacts on those species due to the scope of the project. Similarly, they noted the presence of the bald eagle nest in the project vicinity. However, they stated they do not anticipate the proposed project will adversely impact eagles, provided there are no new nests within a quarter mile. Finally, they stated the northeastern beach tiger beetle is known to exist and occur in the vicinity. They did recommend a time of year restriction for anadromous species between February 15th and June 15th of any year. We checked with the Corps of Engineers, and they had confirmed with the Fish and Wildlife database that there were no adult northeastern beach tiger beetles at the project site. Department of Environmental Quality determined that a water protection permit would not be required, and no other agencies, no other state agencies commented on the project. Again, this is looking south at the southernmost groin. Replacement groins will encroach on upon additional public ground set aside by the General Assembly in Section 28.2-646 of the Code. This designation prohibits the assignment of private ground, but does not prohibit the Commission from issuing a permit to encroach on the ground. No comments were received in response to the public notice, and neither adjoining property owner has objected to the project. Final aerial. Staff agrees that the construction of an offshore breakwater would be preferable along this shoreline, but we also understand it is impractical unless other property owners participate. Breakwaters are typically more effective when they are used to treat an entire reach of shoreline. BIMS notes that the placement of beach nourishment in the groin cells will reduce impacts on downdrift property owners, and we typically recommend beach nourishment where practical. In this case, however, the downdrift property owner has a long, privately dredged channel that requires regular maintenance dredging. We are concerned that the placement of the additional sand along this shoreline could possibly adversely impact that channel. The drift, interestingly, the drift along the west side of Stove Point, it goes to the south, it then goes around the point and heads north, so the drift would be towards the channel. Given the project location and considering the width of the Piankatank River at the site, as well as the nature of the project, we do not feel that the time of year restriction recommended by the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries is necessary to protect anadromous fish. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project, considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2.1403.10b and 28.2.1205a of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the project with a royalty in the amount of $15 for the encroachment of the groins on 30 square feet of state-owned submerged land at 50 cents per square foot. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions of Mr. Neikart? Again, thank you. Is the applicant here or represented? Good day, sir. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Can you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Jay Foster. I'm here to represent R&W Marine Construction, who's the contractor and agent for Mr. Covington on this project.
Okay.
Rather than being redundant, we fully concur with the staff's recommendation. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions by members of the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in the audience in opposition to this project? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Holland?
I move we adopt staff recommendations.
There's a second to the motion. Seconded by Mr. Tankard. Third. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.